Shalom.
Hello. We are reading in the writings of Baal Sulam, page 646. Shamati articles, article 191, time of descent, and we'll let the friends know why we skipped articles, because we want to read short, concise articles that fit the lesson. We'll get back to the order later on. You can find the study material if you click the study material button at the top menu, and you can select send questions to the system, and selected questions will be asked here at the time of the sent.
Yes, you're right about what you said, that we are beginning from the short articles. It's not about short or long, but rather that we nevertheless want to receive, to fill ourselves as much as possible with the words of Baal HaSulam. And therefore, Shamati, what Rabash passed on to us, what he heard from Baal HaSulam, this is the primary thing in our work. And the quicker we're able to absorb it, the deeper we can absorb it into our heart, certainly we will advance accordingly. So we need to try to study it technically, meaning what precisely does he write, and what does he wish to pass on to us? In a didactic, educational manner, but also emotionally, so that we will be impressed by it, inspired by it, so that we will expand our heart. So let's try to read it in this way, but as much as possible to get in with our emotions, because according to the expansion of the heart, as much as we are able to be inspired by what he writes, accordingly, we will also be able to understand it, because spiritual understanding is a result of spiritual feeling. First, we feel, and later on, when we start to get deeper into the feeling, and to understand what is it that we're feeling, from that comes the understanding. Please.
Shamati Kuf Tzadik Aleph, Zman Eirida.
Shemati 191, the time of descent. It is hard to depict the time of descent when all the works and the efforts made from the beginning of the work until the time of descent are lost. But to one who has never tasted the taste of servitude of the Creator, it seems as though this is outside of him. Meaning that this happens to those of high degrees.
This means that the time of descent is not just anything that a person feels which is incorrect or not good in his in such a feeling that he is seemingly distancing, but rather the fact that he had before some adhesion, some devotion, to do something for the Creator, to adhere to Him as much as possible. And then he moves away from it. He doesn't want it when he gets from above such a feeling that he is disconnected. Then he calls it a descent. That is, a descent means disconnection from devotion to the Creator, from how he was drawn to the Creator before.
But ordinary people have no connection to serving the Creator, only to crave the corporeal will to receive, present in the flow of the world, washing the whole world with its desire. However,
that is, either one is devoted to the Creator's desire, that he wants to bestow to him and to receive from him the force of bestowal, or he is in the flow of the world, going along to the goals that the world presents to him.
צריך להבין למה באו למצב.
However, you must understand why they have come to such a state. After all, with or without one's consent, there is no change in the creator of heaven and earth. He behaves in the manner of good, who does good. Thus, what is the outcome of the state?
That is, if the Creator is good and does good, should I even pay attention to my feeling, to the states that I'm going through, or should I just say a priori about all of these states, it doesn't matter what I have, I am under the control of the Creator who is good and doing good. Yes?
We should say that it comes to announce His greatness. And one does not need to act as though he does not want her. Rather, one should behave in a manner of fearing the exaltedness, to know the merit and the distance between him and the Creator. It is difficult to understand this with a superficial mind, or have any possibility of connection between the Creator and creation. And during a descent, he feels that it is impossible that he will have connection or belonging to the Creator by way of Dvekut adhesion, since he feels that servitude is a foreign thing to the whole world. In truth, this is so, but in the place where you find his greatness, there you find his humbleness. This means that this is a matter that is above nature, that the Creator gave this gift to creation to allow them to become connected and adhered to him. Hence, when one becomes reconnected, he should always remember his time of descent, so as to know, understand, appreciate, and value the time of Dvekut, so he will know that now he has salvation above the natural way.
That is, we should appreciate, value the ascents, that is coming closer to the Creator. And how is it possible to do that? Only through the descents. This is why we have no choice. We don't like the time of descent, the time of distancing, with all of the accompanying phenomena, but otherwise we will not be able to appreciate the proximity and the adhesion, and therefore the time of descent is a good time. It is a time of building the vessels. Later on, with these empty vessels, we can approach the time of nearing the time of ascent. And then we will be able to relate to that state, that high state, in the right way. Well, two states we have no more. Nearing and distancing. And we need to be in control of these two states. This is what the Creator wants. And not that at first it comes to us from above, but rather that we, as we learned from the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah and all of the actions of the vessel that undergoes that has a restriction and a screen, that the will to receive positions itself above itself, and it starts to relate with all of its qualities to the Creator, specifically in the style of nearing, according to equivalence of form, the equivalence of qualities, and then it reaches a state where it becomes similar to the Creator in adhesion with Him as one. This is how we should see the situation, and therefore the time of descent and the time of ascent, those are the times that we should try to establish ourselves correctly in them so that we are in control of them. And we monitor them, and in such a way we advance.
Да, здесь Дорогой Раф, он тут в конце статьи пишет, что когда вновь достигает связи с Творцом,
he writes at the end of the article that
вот как это правильно делать?
When he becomes reconnected, he should always remember the time of descent. How to do that?
It's not enough to remember. We should use the time of descent, the state of descent. We need to use it. How can we rise? How can we elevate this descent that we've fallen into? And every descent is new. It is deeper. It's even more characteristic to the will to receive. And we need to add this to the time of ascent. As it says, darkness shall shine as light. And specifically through the combination between the darkness and the light, just like we add fuel to the fire, a campfire. By this, we can have a greater and greater fire, light, to bring the Creator closer, to discover Him, not because He is coming closer, but rather because we are bringing the vessels from the time of descent to the time of ascent. And in this way, we're rewarded with greater ascents, with a greater revelation of the Creator. And therefore, there is no light except that which comes out of darkness. Through the combination, by adding the darkness of the disconnection, lack of understanding, of feeling, weakness, indifference, everything that we have during the descent, when we add this later to the time of ascent, and we want to rise upon that, this is what it means to add, then we truly gain a new ascent.
Moscow 7.
Здесь Бааль Сулам в лице Рабаша пишет, что
когда Рабаш, they write about spiritual descent when a person loses all taste in the connection with the Creator.
Может быть, в разуме могу представить вот это состояние. Как
мне? I never felt like this. Maybe I can imagine it in my mind. But how to think of myself relative to this article on the one hand? On the other hand, what should I take from here in order to realize it, implement it in our 10, as if we didn't have that connection?
Well, I understand you, but we have no choice. Until we will organize the right vessel, we won't be able to feel the Creator, to feel Him as close, to feel Him in adhesion with us. We need to bring Him accordingly corrected qualities. And it cannot be that we will feel the Creator in the corrupted vessels, but only to the extent that our vessels will be corrected to some extent, then we will discover Him in the form of surrounding and then in the form of internal. And it all depends on the connection between us. And therefore, it's impossible. We can't say that we have nothing to do. We need to increase the connection between us, make it as great as possible, break all of the internal partitions between us, and this is the inner work. And accordingly, we will be able to discover that the Creator exists there. He's the one who builds these partitions from His posterior, and we break these posteriors. That is, we skip over them and we want to reach the panim, the anterior, the face. And this is how we will discover Him. But to say that we can discover the Creator without the correction of the posterior, that is impossible. We have to rise above the desires and forces that are separating between us. And we cannot do it on our own, so we should pray. We should pray here, specifically when I feel here, when I'm saying we need to rise above all the differences, so seemingly I feel from the people who are listening to me right now that they are seemingly ready to go forward and do something. Don't do anything. Just turn to the Creator. This is also what it's about. Turn to Him, that He will break the partitions, that He will correct the connection between us from lack of connection, from hatred to love. Our problem is that seemingly we need to do something. Besides prayer, we have nothing else to do. What do we learn also in these lessons? That everything is obtained only through the power of prayer. And it's the same with us. We need each and every day to raise the Adam in us, to see that it's a new reality, and it was born within us. This is our common baby of the group, let's say, or the ten. Then out of that, we take care of it more and more and more, and this requires tending. Yes, even in our world, in order for this little animal that was born, for something to come out of it, it takes dozens of years. And if you want to raise from it someone who is great, a scientist or a great expert, it takes a few dozens of years, 30 or 40 years at least, even more. And therefore, here, there is nothing that you can do about it. This is how it happens in our world also, all the more so.
So he says here, and during the descent, he feels that it is impossible that they will have a connection or belonging to the Creator by way of Dvekut. How can one think about an ascender and a descent? How can the states change?
How does the state change? We don't know. It is through the influence of the light. But we feel these two states. One time I was excited and it appeared to me that I was coming closer. According to the feeling, this is how a person checks himself. But when I feel that I've lost everything and I feel myself like an animal, like an ordinary person and maybe even worse, so this is the time of descent. Descent and ascent mean to what extent do I appreciate the Creator, value the Creator in my eyes, in my feeling.
So what can help me come out of it, come out of the state when a person is all the way down there?
During the descent, I have no connection with spirituality. I only have a connection with corporeality. And so through that, through my corporeal connection, I need to cause my ascent to spirituality. That is, I get into the group even more. I start to work with them on the connection between us even more than before, and to perform all kinds of actions that I'm capable of that seemingly are not related to spirituality, but rather to serve them, to help them, to do something. And by that I can quickly, and each time I can enter actions that are more spiritual or close to spirituality, and until through that I draw the reforming light, and this is how I rise. And each time we need to see this in the these descents and ascents, like climbing a mountain, that all in all we are rising to such states where for us the ascents and the descents will start to take on a new characteristic, that I start to love these states and I value the descents no less than the ascents, and I see the necessity in them. I remember Rabash and how much he was truly incapable of doing anything during the descent. He had such states in him also. Well, not many, but this is how it was, and how he would overcome them.
The thing is, a person feels 2-3 weeks in a descent. It's very tough to come out of it.
2-3 weeks? 2-3 weeks, that's a lot of time. Now, that's a sign that a person did not resist it. He wasn't doing anything, but rather just sitting idle, waiting for it to pass.
What do you have to do to come out of it?
To come out of it, to enter physical work, first of all. If a person is doing some work, then get more into the work. That's one thing. Secondly, to enter the 10, I would leave myself some kinds of works in translation, in all kinds of things that relate to the wisdom of Kabbalah. And then in such a way, this monotonous work that I was doing, that doesn't require so much the heart and the mind, this is how I was able to come out.
Your friends need to help, to feel you, help you come out of these states?
Well, usually we feel that a friend is has a low spirit, is not quite awakened or uplifted, but we need to truly not so much to pay attention to it, but rather lend a shoulder if you want it, but not more than that.
Hola, maestro. Buenos días, amigos.
Good day, Rav.
¿Cómo podemos identificar un descenso como descenso?
How can we identify descent as a 10? Thank you. How can we identify instead of descent as a 10?
When you feel that you lack the appreciation of the Creator, that you are not yearning for Him together, that you do not value Him together. And here there's a question. Do value more or less? And this depends on how much you together value Him, less or more. When you would start to tie the magnitude of the appreciation of the Creator according to the intensity of the connection in the 10, in the group, that as much as you try to be together, the Creator is felt in you as more important, greater, determining more, closer to you. Try to feel Him in this way, and then you will reach already a state called breathing, that more or less in the connection between you, in as much as you are tight together, so you actually value him more, so that the appreciation of the Creator depends on the appreciation of the environment. As he writes to us in the Arvut article, and this is how we should establish that state. That it's not the feeling itself that's just hanging in the air, but rather we establish this feeling out of the vessel, out of the degree of connection between us.
Why the Creator wants us to know and to feel that this is between us and Him? He's not looking for honor or anything like that.
He wants to develop us. This is what it's all about. How much He wants to, as it says, that we need to reach His level. As it says, return all the way to the Lord your God, all the way to the Creator. Because the Creator is the degree of the upper force, the low one from His side, and the one that is closest to us. And this is what we have to reach. That's it. And this is where we have to rise. From our side, we have to rise to that degree through the connection between us until we reach discovering the Creator in all of His degrees.
That's what gives us the strength to rise, to when we feel the gap between us and Him, who develops us.
The power to rise we get from above, as surrounding and internal, surrounding lights, internal lights, we get those from above. You should read this article again a few times, talk about it, divide it, study it, and start to relate to it as to something that we need to put together, to study, to do work with.
We're
in a lesson on everything is attained by the power of prayer, selected excerpts from the sources. Starting from number 27.
We need to get used to it, something that we're not quite used to from our corporeal life, that we have a connection with the Creator. Whether we want to or not, we are connected to Him. There is no other force that establishes us, that revives us, sustains us, fills us, develops us, and that we depend on Him and are connected to Him. It's like a baby. It doesn't know who is taking care of it. Let's say when it is born for the first few days, it doesn't even have a feeling of the mother. He feels her, but he feels some belonging, but not more than that, like some piece of flesh being in the hands of the upper one. And we therefore need to understand that if we want to advance not in the animate form, but in the form of the speaking, then each and every day, from the morning to the night, we have to be, or to try to be, connected with the upper one, connected to the Creator, praying to the Creator. Just don't forget that the prayer to the Creator cannot reach Him from any one of us, but only through the ten, through the group. Only in such a way can we reach Him, achieve Him, tell Him something, pass on some sensation to Him, but actually to the extent that we are connected to the Creator, to that extent we can advance more. And otherwise, our advancement is truly that we're just staying put. And people sometimes tell me, I've been in the wisdom of Kabbalah for 15 years, so I don't know how many years you've been in it, but how connected are you to the upper force? Raising to him your requests, the correct ones that are suitable for spiritual advancement. This is what counts. Because we exist in a system, like in a computer, in a program, software. If you're elevating the right action, then you flow along with it. And if it's not the right action, then it's as though you have no electricity in your system and you're not doing anything. Even though later you might say, I've been on the path for 10 years, 15 years, you're not on the path. You've stopped somewhere, and this is where you're standing. So, we need to check. Am I advancing, or am I just standing? It's clear? Good. So, let us, if so... Yes, Dudi?
How do I check if I'm advancing or I'm standing in place?
According to the intensity of the prayer that you are raising.
How do I know what's the intensity of the prayer?
Whatever you feel, the prayer depends on you.
Prayer, I'm not always constantly in prayer. There are moments where I'm in, fully praying, and some moments I'm accumulating the prayer.
About this it says, I wish you would pray all day. You have nothing else to do throughout your life but to always turn to the Creator. Constantly. Always. Try all the time to turn to the Creator. That is, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Try to connect all of your actions to the Creator.
Okay,
I wish, as they write.
I understand. However, this is how it is.
Another question. What to do when the person feels... I see that after the current. So it says, whatever. We'll go through this and we'll come back again to a state of prayer.
Yes, of course, if... a person is not advancing towards the Creator, then the Creator has to awaken that person in order for him to come closer to him. Usually this is done by suffering for all kinds of unpleasant awakenings. In many of these cases, the person says, well, it's better if the suffering would come, at least I will have a reason to turn to the Creator. That also happens. Everybody goes through these things. There is nothing that only one person goes through, which doesn't happen to everyone. There is none as wise as the experienced one. And therefore, everybody gets these things and they go through all these different forms. Whether it's pleasant or not pleasant, hard or easy, but... all in all, everybody understands and feels all the states that each one of us feels. So I have nothing to say here. We just need to try to hasten our development through connection. Our whole problem is that just as we do not understand the spiritual world, likewise we also don't understand the means for it, which is the group. Usually each and every person is immersed inside of himself. And when the person lives inside of himself, then there's nothing you can do. We need to create a certain order in the ten so that each time we remind one another that the advancement is only by us again and again and again in some form. connecting ourselves. And from our connection, we turn to the Creator. If we don't have this action, what we call Israel, the Torah, the light, and the Creator are one, then we're not even in spiritual advancement. This is how it is. There's nothing you can do about it.
Дарав тоже хотел спросить о проверке. Вы сказали, что...
I also wanted to ask about this check, this test. You said that throughout the day we can do this check. Am I constantly connecting to the Creator? Am I looking at my actions through the Creator's point of view? Am I constantly praying? Being in this prayer, is this, should I ask that none of my friends will lose his connection with the Creator? Or what exactly should my prayer be about? And this test also, this check, is it only in relation to me or in relation to the whole 10?
I need to ensure the entire 10 is connected within itself and aimed at the Creator. This is my work, and the work of each and every friend. And I need to help all the friends, as far as I'm concerned. How do we come to the connection between us and aim that connection at the Creator? This is our obligation, our duty, each and every one of us, and the entire tent together. That is called the work or serving the Creator, when we prepare the vessel for connection with the Creator.
Antoine.
Good morning, dear Rav. How important is it to have a reason to be able to pray? Can one pray with just feeling, with no reason? And or let's say, before one has a reason, that one has a prayer already, before actually we have the reason.
Kos, ani mode lecha al ze she'ata.
Hi, thank you.
Achshav me'orer banu
for how you are now awakening that question, precisely the question we will now learn about in the prayer, in the excerpts. Let's read, and then if you don't get an answer, you can ask.
So we're reading from a document. Everything is obtained by the power of the prayer. Excerpt 27, Bala Sulam. There are three conditions in a prayer. One, believing that he can save him, although he has the worst conditions of all his contemporaries, still, will the hand of the Lord be too short to save him? If it is not so, then the landlord cannot save his vessels. Two, he no longer has any choice for what he has already, for he has already done all that he could, but so no cure to his plight. Three, if he does not help him, he will be better off dead than alive. Prayer means lost in the heart. The more one is lost, so is the measure of his prayer. Clearly, one who lacks luxuries is not like one who has been sentenced to death, and only the execution is missing, and he is already tied with iron chains, and he is standing and pleading for his life. He will certainly not rest or sleep or be distracted for even a moment from praying for his life.
Meaning, if we have these three conditions, as Baal Sulam describes here, unless we have them, our prayer is incomplete. Again, there are three conditions in prayer, which makes it complete. Again, a plea to the Creator can be correct, steady, correctly aimed at him if he has these three things. One, believe the Creator can help, can save him, regardless of his state. That's number one. Two, he has no other choice, but this is his last resort. And three, if the Creator does not help him, then he's better off dead than alive. Meaning a person has to be despaired of all his powers. He has no other hope. There's no one who can help him. But he turns to the Creator. Since only he is capable, only he can help him. And he has only one cry that he's able to raise to the Creator. One that says, I have nothing left. And then,
morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. Rav, how do we reach that first state? How, throughout the prayer, we can reach confidence, faith that the Creator can and wants to save me?
This is work in the ten. You have to incorporate in the friends and try to see that you have what to learn from them. And in this way, to advance in the connection with the Creator. Because what you see in your friends, you need to understand that this is what the Creator is awakening in you. And then to learn from what He's awakening in you, from the ten, when you learn from them, you'll know how to turn to Him through the ten again. That's how you advance. Everything is done so we would be incorporated in the general system of Adam HaRishon. And we go back to the general activity, operations rather, of the system. And if we pray, each one from his own ego, we're not coming closer to it, but rather moving farther away. It's also a form of nearing, but to the form of negation. We'll see how it's all incorrect, and then we'll begin to correct ourselves.
Barur.
Clear?
Dov. Dodi, Allah.
Dodi next.
Quote number 28. There cannot be a real prayer if he does not know first that without prayer, it cannot be obtained. Therefore, the acts and remedies he does in order to obtain Lishma for her sake create the corrected vessels in him that will want to receive the Lishma. Then after all the actions and the remedies, he can pray in earnest, since he saw that all his actions did not help him whatsoever. Only then can he make an honest prayer from the bottom of his heart. And then the Creator hears his prayer and gives him the gift of Lishma.
Спасибо, учитель. Раф, он пишет, что с помощью всех усилий
he writes here that
мне кажется, что
with the help of all of the efforts that a person invests in order to reach Lishma, well, it seems to me that I can continue this way till the end of my life. So
if you're alone, then indeed you can spend your whole life toiling in all kinds of spiritual work, but if in your efforts you're trying to bring them to the society, then suddenly in the society you begin to discover that specifically through that you're coming to the Creator. There's nothing you can do about it. One person is not capable. It, in the past, it used to be, sometimes it happens to certain unique individuals, but in truth, look what Kabbalists are writing. And they've been writing it for thousands of years. But we have no choice. This method works in order to connect all of humanity, and after that, the animate degree and vegetative and inanimate, the whole world, all the details, all the individuals into one connection will exist between everyone, and everyone will have the feeling of unity. So we would all feel that we are interconnected, and this feeling of the connection between us is called the Creator. That is called the Creator. There's nothing more. So let's do it.
Come si acquisisce questo atteggiamento alla preghiera?
How do we acquire this attitude to the prayer?
Sia solo un movimento della bocca.
So it will happen automatically, seemingly, and it won't be just moving the lips, but it will come from a deep emotion of the heart.
For that, they gave us the opportunity to speak to one another and pass on to another feelings, arguments, and so on and so forth. So you would tell one another what has to be done. That is why we are working in a group. So when you are impressed by the group, you already have a different reason here. You can raise yourself from your desire to the desire of others. And then to the extent that you are impressed by the friends, it depends on how much you subjugate yourself before them. So you have several types of work with your ego along the way, and if you advance, you will be rewarded.
Good morning. A question from my 10. Every day I pray for my friends, my group and neighbor. Should friends tell their prayers to each other so that they can come to a stronger bond? How should the unity of prayers be?
Yeah, we need to try throughout the day to have some contact between us, and in one of those points of contact to also talk about the prayer, at least once. And then take this prayer and develop it, and bring it forth from within the group to the Creator. I have to check daily, how do I connect to the Creator through the group? And it's best if throughout the day we'll constantly have this concern, how am I connected to the Creator through the group? It's not simple, it disappears, the Creator doesn't let us be connected in this way intentionally, so we would have to renew the connection each time. The quality of the system, especially new systems, they depend on some inner rhythm. They have the impulses, their frequencies, the frequency of the work. Let's say in new computers, it's thousands upon thousands of hertz.
meaning the speed of impulses and every second is millions. And that's how we need to do it, by starting, stopping, entering and exiting as much as possible. We are connected between us and from within us to the Creator. By that, we will come faster to new revelations.
Hello, Rav. The feeling of unity that we feel once in a while, how do we strengthen this feeling and develop it more from day to day?
Only with the help of the friends. Whatever you do on your own will not last more than a minute.
When we feel it in the 10, how do we develop it? And
also with the help of the 10. You're not listening. Also with the help of the 10. Try to talk, try to raise those things.
Rav, where do we take such a deficiency for the prayer? What's mentioned in these three conditions?
With the help of the friends. Friends to the friends. It's called each shall help his friend. Guys, there's no other way. You know everything. You just need to try and realize it. I'm here every morning just to remind you. You know it. You've heard many things. There's nothing truly new that you're hearing. You've heard it. Now you might be able to hear it anew.
This stays in the head. It doesn't come down to the heart at all.
No, it's a try to get it into the heart. The difference between the head and the heart is one is in understanding, the other is in feeling. So try to think about it to such an extent, such depth that you'll begin to be impressed, to be moved by it, excited by it.
Tel Aviv, echad.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. It's a bit related to the question of the friend who asked before. These words, connection, bestow, these words, we have them opposite us, they describe a certain state, but it's not the state itself. So how do we use these words in order to truly reach the thing itself?
Mister, it's a feeling. I get you, but there's no choice. We have to try together to break through this wall surrounding our hearts and doesn't let us feel. This is our work. We want to exert in breaking the walls of our heart and from our understanding, from the feeling that it is impossible, we cry out to the Creator and the Creator helps us. He breaks down the
question by a student from Israel. I used to turn to the Creator a lot. I would search for Him, talk to Him, and actually, after I started working with the 10, my connection with the Creator keeps diminishing. So, what should I do about it?
What to do? Increase the connection with the friends. Be impressed by them. By our entire huge world group, and from that you renew your necessity for revealing the Creator. Don't let yourself just go with the flow. As was yesterday, so will be today. We are now starting our day, and what will come out of it? I don't know. I live. So if you live without a clear goal, you're called a beast. And gets up, lives, eats, does something, he goes to sleep. That's it. Now, this is the life of a normal person in this world. Don't let yourself be a beast.
Latin 7.
No, Latin 7.
Gracias, Rab. ¿Cómo puedo saber si estoy hablando con el Creador o simplemente estoy hablando conmigo mismo?
How can I know if I'm talking to the Creator or I'm just talking to myself?
If you're talking through the Ten, then it's certain you are talking to the Creator. According to the rule, I dwell among my people. Left. Let's continue a bit more.
Okay, quote number 29. When a person is already standing near the place from which he will receive the help from above, and near means that the kli, meaning the desire to bestow, is far away from him, then he sees that only the Creator can save him. As Baal HaSulam said, this is the most important point in man's work. For then he has close contact with the Creator, because he sees 100% that nothing can help him but the Creator himself.
PT 13.
What does it mean to talk to the Creator through the Ten?
It means to talk to the Creator through the Ten. How to turn, what to do. Start looking. Talk to the friends about how you connect between you. So there will be one common space between you, from which you all turn to the Creator. That's it. That's what you need to construct. Then you'll see how close you are to Him. The problem is we can't connect from the correct source, called the center of the group. And it turns out that we fail. Excerpt number 29.
Yes.
I'm repeating. When a person is already standing near the place from which you will receive the help from above, and near means that the kli, meaning the desire to bestow, is far away from him, meaning on the way to get to the desire to bestow, then he sees that only the Creator can save him, because he's in the will to receive. But it's clear to him that before him is the will to bestow, and he has to enter into it, and no one but the Creator can change his nature so he would fit the desire to bestow. And this is the most important point in man's work. Now he's standing before this boundary, the entrance to the will to bestow. For then, he has close contact with the Creator. Why? Because he sees 100% that nothing can help him but the Creator himself. Because only the Creator is the force of bestow, and only the Creator can give a person that force of bestow. A person depends 100% on the Creator. So what are you asking?
But here, he says, you see, you have no contact with the Creator, no desire to bestow. On the other hand, he says that you are near to the Creator, adjacent to the Creator. So these are two different things.
Right. When you understand what is a desire to bestow, somehow that it's that you're lacking it, you don't have it. You're standing on the boundary, on the threshold, and through the threshold between the corporeal and spiritual world, you understand that you're lacking bestowal. That's why you want to enter spirituality. All these things you need to come to and feel. The mind can...
Mazdik.
Раф, мы говорим, что точка, когда мы ощущаем, что только Творец может помочь, очень...
Раф, say that this point in which we feel that only the Creator can help us, that we have to talk about it between us, but there's a sensation that it's something very internal.
You can find it, indeed, only in the center of the group. If each one is searching inside himself, is looking for the egoistic point, which is actually the farthest from the Creator. You hear? Listen, again, if you think the point of connection with the Creator is a personal, individual point that belongs to each one, you are mistaken. The point of connection with the Creator is when you rise, each one above himself, and you connect between you, and there you discover the point of connection with the Creator.
This is the meaning of our sage's word. In the beginning, he contemplated creating the world with the quality of din, judgment. He saw that the world could not exist and preceded the quality of rachamim, mercy, and associated it with the quality of din. This means that every first and next in spirituality refers to cause and consequence. This is why it is written that the first reason for the worlds, meaning the patufim of Ak, that emanated before all the worlds, were emanated in the quality of judgment, din. That is, in Malchut alone, called the quality of judgment. This refers to the fourth phase that has been restricted and departed as an empty space and the conclusion of the Raglaim Avak. That is, the point of this world below the Siyum Raglaim Avak in the form of empty space devoid of any light. He saw that the world does not exist, means that in this way, it was impossible for M, who was to be created from this fourth phase, to acquire acts of bestowal, so the world would be corrected in the desired measure through him. This is why he associated the quality of Rachamim, mercy, with the quality of Din, judgment. Explanation: the Sfira of Bina is called the quality of mercy, and the Sfira of Malchut is called the quality of judgment, since the restriction was made on her. The emanator raised the quality of judgment, which is the concluding force made in the Sfira of Malchut, and raised it to Bina, the quality of mercy. He associated them with one another, and through this association, the fourth faith, the quality of judgment, was incorporated with the sparks of bestowal in the vessel of Bina. This allowed Adam's guf, his body, which emerged from the fourth phase, to be integrated with the quality of bestowal too. Thus, he will be able to perform good deeds in order to bestow contentment upon his Maker, until he flips the quality of reception in him to work entirely to bestow. Thus, the world will achieve the desired correction for which the world was created.
Да, дорогой Раф, а то, что вот мы изучаем здесь в Адам Кадмон, вот смешение этих.
What we learn here in Adam Kadmon
приводит к нашей возможности.
This mixture of Bina and Malchut qualities is what allows us to reach that same connection.
Yes, of course, we have to discover these qualities of Bina and Malchut within us. From having Bina, the qualities of Bina, by that I connect to others, I identify what exists in them and does not exist in me. We call that envy, lust, honor, and then we learn from each other what else we should acquire, what else we should want. That's why it says that envy, lust, and honor take the person out of this world, out of the corporeal world where we are as beasts, and into the spiritual world where by lust, envy, and honor we work towards the opposite to achieve a greater... it, and therefore they wrote about it.
So actually, we feel all the time the quality of Deen, judgment, everything is hard, everything is...
Don't talk about yourself, don't tell us about yourself. Actually, how you feel it is how you feel it. I feel it differently. I feel endless mercy, complete mercy.
Oh yeah, that's because you're in the quality of bestowal, and we're not.
Who prevents you from being in the quality of bestowal?
It must be there, but it's hard.
Hard. Okay, so pay more with your effort.
Effort.
Yes, yes, mister. I understand you, but there's no other choice.
And then we'll attain quality of bestowal between us, that's it?
That's right, that's it. The Creator has to appear between us. That's why it is said, come, in terms of come to connection, bestowal, and see, discover. Wanted to ask, all that exists in the Sof of Galgalta, meaning below the Tabu, is this the ending Malchut? And the question is, how can we, in the work in the 10, speed up the shattering of Bina in order to get closer, so bring the qualities of Bina closer to Malchut?
We already are in broken vessels in which there is Malchut and Bina in mixture between them. And all our work is how we can locate these vessels to make in them scrutiny and separation and corrections on the parts of the vessels that we can ascribe to bestowal, to add to bestowal. That's what we need to learn to do. And this too was made in our connection with the group and in request to the upper light that shall come and sort these things for us and progress us to it.
Rabash gives us an example that a person has the vessels of the eyes and ears and mouth and nose, and if you can explain it to us through the example of Rabash.
No. What do I need to explain to you? What your eyes are?
Rabash gives us an example of a person who has vessels of eyes and ears.
So what?
According to his example, without the drawing itself, so we can feel more of the depth of it.
I can't make it so that you will feel more. I can only explain to you how you will feel. But it's not by my explanation, but rather by your work.
So this is the question. How can we speed up in our work in the 10?
That's written in 1,000 articles. You've got back to questions. How can I? You can by listening to advice the Kabbalists give you. So please do it if you want. But me with your by explanation, I can never bring you to it. I can only direct you. But you must give the effort. The yegia, the yearning.
Latin 7.
Gracias, Rav. Cuando se hacen los dibujín en
Nick,
este proceso que abarca
when the couplings happen in Nikve Naim and the whole process there that happens in the world of Nikudim and the Nekudot. There's couplings in Gelgal Ta'anayim and the Nikve Naim and Ab. Does the light pass through all the Partsufim?
Yes, the light passes from infinity through all the Partsufim. Even that we are here. This is our place here, let's say, let it be. And we'll draw the light from above. We'll raise our man through all the Partsufim to infinity, and Sof. Here is the sign of En Sof, of infinity. We'll raise all the man there and receive in return from there to us the mad. It works only in such a manner, through all the Partsufim and through all the worlds. And it's all by this that we raise a question mark here, that we want to be tied to the Creator through this entire system. Because the Creator is called infinity, En Sof. And we, here, and in the middle is this entire system that in sum total is our connection with the Creator.
The association of the quality of mercy with the quality of judgment is the gift Creator gave creation, as we learned in the article in the beginning of the lesson, that it's a matter above nature that the Creator gave this gift to creation to allow them to be in adhesion with Him.
Yes, if we wouldn't connect with our will to receive to the Creator through the system, we could never reach gradually to resemble the Creator, to understand Him, to become familiar with Him, to adhere to Him. We would remain just like beasts. You can't explain to a beast anything besides what belongs to its body alone, to itself.
So this was His gift?
He gave us a gift of incorporation with the quality of bestowal and the ability by the quality of bestowal to reach adhesion with Him.
Yeah. Which is the association of the quality. Rav, what is the measure of mercy?
Bestowal. The quality of bestowal that's in the vessel.
But we're talking about light of chasadim, too.
Light of chasadim, mercy, is what expands in the vessel that wants to bestow.
Nikolaev Sochi.
Nikolaev Sochi.
Rav, подскажите, если уместно, вот вообще совет с вашего времени, вот обучение, ведь...
If it's okay, if we can get an advice from when you studied, I understood that also women understood Pticha and Tess, and how did you get there? By studying with the teacher, or everyone does it individually? Because you can't do this in the 10.
I recommend to learn Pticha, the preface, specifically together. after you read some item, excerpt, some part a few times, learn it a few times with the friends together, and just see how much it adds to you. I taught preface tens of times. Especially to men. Women, not so much. They would participate in these studies, and I don't know what happens behind the screens, but in front of me in the lessons there weren't any women. Now it's all open to men and women, that everyone shall participate. Everyone can participate. And I think that there will also be women who will want to know the preface of wisdom of Kabbalah, at least in a general manner. And later, maybe we'll even advance. I don't know. We're in a state of the last generation. Everything is possible. But in general, I think that maybe we'll open all our lessons to women as well, also our morning lessons, and maybe allow them the ability to somehow participate. In the meantime, at least in a small manner, and only with questions that directly pertain to the study and not just what they feel like it, I think we're going to try doing that. Because let's not forget that about up to 70% of the friends of Bnei Baruch are women, female friends of Bnei Baruch and not male friends. Right? And we need them very much for dissemination. And the women can give us a huge force in this. And without dissemination, we will not succeed in anything in our times in the last generation.
Можно на встречах десятки читать пункты, обсуждать, просто это очень сложно.
Meaning, in the meetings of the 10, can we have some item from preface and discuss it? And it seems complicated.
I can't really say. If you have half an hour, and you can talk about some part in the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, try it out. Try it out. Maybe that's not the main thing. The main thing is the articles, and connection, and everything we're learning in the first part of the lesson. And preface or tes, which is like preface, just more expanded. It's. I'm not saying it's not important, but it's not important for man's progress like these lessons in which we begin to study every day.
Mach 3.
Question according to the diagram. Says here that instead of Mikve Naim, there was a coupling in Ma Avosh, which is the Nikudim. So the Ma is the world of Nikudim, or is it something else? Because you didn't mention Patsuf Ma here. It comes from Mikve Naim as well.
I don't want to ruin this here. It's going to be too much. Maybe tomorrow, the day after, we'll draw all these things, how they develop onwards. It'll be clear to us how the world of Nikudim emerge, because it's very important for us. The world of Nikudim is already our root where it begins. This goes up, this goes down, and so and onward. We want to attain these matters. And to attain is called that we need to work in the group. Whatever you may say, by knowing what's written here, Ab, Sag, and so on, all these things that we're drawing from this, you won't attain spirituality. You won't. Rather only from internal work.
Moscow 5. Доброе утро. Почему в Никудот Десак сокращение четырех сферот снизу?
Good morning. Why in Nikudot of Sag the Tzimtzum of the four sferot above matches the four sferot below?
We'll learn onwards about that. It's called the second restriction in the next lesson. It's not like you're asking. We need to explain it, this entire process that's going on here. We'll learn it.
PT6.
PT6.
How were the Kabbalists certain that this is the system and that what they attained will not change in the next degree?
Because that's what they attained. That's what they attained, that this system is a whole system, a true one that answers on all the forces that there are in the upper nature, and not that one attained, rather all attained, with all the doubts and questions and that they checked and formed the Ari and Bala Sulam, who arranged for us the knowledge of this system. That it really is the matter of the reincarnations. That from the first Kabbalist,
Adam,
and then after him, everyone, till us, all are engaging in attainment, and as much as each one adds, all this in sum total, we reveal it to be the same system. We hope to reveal it in a clear manner before everyone. They will feel it, will attain it, even more than what we are familiar with this world. And not just that we'll attain it, rather that we'll... They will be able to work with it. Truly to work with it, with this system. And that's how...